So foolishly, I, having coined Steve's favourite phrase of the day, the minimum viable bureaucracy, I wrote it down, and so, you know, here we are. And I think it was obviously going to be one of those questions that was a bit chicken and egg and rather hard to define, and I confess that we went off. We didn't really manage to work through the questions on the sheet, so I'll just tell you what we did kind of discuss. I think towards the end we came back to, well, what the minimum viable bureaucracy obviously is going to vary depending on what it is you're trying to deliver, but we feel that it is some sort of brokerage model. And there was one of our group who had a very good example of Brisbane, where you've got an authority that essentially will take pots of money from different places and then will aggregate transport demand from users and then dish that money back out to different providers. And that might be a taxi, or it might be a minibus, or it might be whatever. And I think you could certainly see that that's kind of what the minimum... this is the minimum viable bureaucracy is a bastardization of minimum viable product from the sort of lean idea. But I think what we got more tied up in is how would you define what the service you want to deliver is, and before you can define what the minimum viable bureaucracy you need to deliver it is. And we spent rather more time discussing that. And I think we felt that you could have everything from a very commercial model like Google running their minibuses for their own staff in Silicon Valley, or you could see Tesco go to Tesco and say, "Well, you provide transport," and they go, "Well, fine, yeah, we want people to get people to our stores, so we'll do it." And that'd be a very private sector orientated thing. And at the other end, you could have something like a model like Singapore, where you have a central authority that controls absolutely everything, and you probably want to be somewhere in the middle, and how you decide what service you want to provide could be quite tricky. We discussed the fact that you might well want to have in order to get that definition, you might want to have a strong mayor who could help you with that. It is difficult to get sort of democratic input into what service people want. It's difficult for people to know. You need a combination of the public interest from the local authority, the transport authority, if you have one, the private sector and the users themselves. We did wonder whether there was some way that you could crowdsource an answer to the question, and that comes back to the brokerage idea, I think, sort of quite neatly, since I'm running out of time, where you could just get on the ground and put in flexible services, maybe use minibuses or some, the minimum viable service, put different services in different places and see where the lines of desire are, and actually just build up a model of what transport system people want and what it is you need to provide from that, and then have a learning process to figure out what the minimum bureaucracy to deliver it is. There you go. That's 3 minutes.